Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, July 22nd, 2019. I'm Rich Stropolino. The U.S. Federal Trade Commission announced a settlement with Equifax over its 2017 data breach that exposed personal and payment information on 147 million Americans, Canadians, and British nationals. Equifax agreed to pay at least $575 million, submit to third-party assessments every 2 years, and invest $1 billion to improve security. The fine could reach up to $700 million, with up to $425 million to compensate consumers and pay for credit protection services for those affected, $175 million paid to 48 states, the District of Columbia, and Puerto Rico, and $100 million to the U.S. Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. The settlement marks the largest fine levied by the FTC and represents up to 20% of Equifax's 2018 revenue. Back in 2010, plaintiffs brought a class-action lawsuit against Google for collecting unencrypted Wi-Fi traffic using Street View vehicles. A settlement submitted on July 18th would see Google pay $13 million and commit to destroy any data collected. Only network owners as part of the class-action suit would be eligible to receive an individual payout, with the rest of the funds going to attorney fees and distributed to several consumer privacy advocacy groups. The settlement requires the approval of a judge in the case to be effective. A 2013 U.S. Court of Appeals decision in the case rejected Google's assertion that collecting unencrypted Wi-Fi was similar to receiving radio transmissions and ruled the Federal Wiretap Act was applicable in the case, which could have incurred a $10,000 fine per violation. San Francisco granted Lyft a temporary permit to deploy 1,900 dockless e-bikes in the city and agreed to a preliminary injunction on issuing licenses to competitors. The move comes after Lyft sued San Francisco for violating a 10-year contract giving the company exclusive rights to bike share operations in the city. The city had announced it was taking applications from operators to deploy dockless bikes in the city and maintains that Lyft's contract only applies to station-based bikes. Twitter wants to offer users more context about unavailable tweets. Tweets can be unavailable for several reasons. They could contain a keyword that you've muted, or an account's tweets could be private, or a tweet got deleted since being posted. Twitter says the new feature that gives you more information about why a tweet went dark will be available in the coming weeks. Analyst Ben Schachter noted that dating app Tinder launched a new default payment process in its Android app that bypasses the Google Play payment system. Users instead directly enter their credit card information into the app. Once entered, the option to choose Google Play as a payment method is removed. In an email statement, Match Group spokeswoman Justine Sacco stated, "We will always try to provide options that benefit user experience, and offering payment options is one example of this." ZDNet reports that Kazakhstan's government has been intercepting all HTTPS traffic from all devices within its borders since July 17th. Local ISPs have been told by the government to have customers install a state-authorized certificate on all devices and browsers. In 2015, Kazakhstan ordered citizens to install a similar certificate, but dropped those plans after multiple organizations sued the government. Asus announced the ROG Phone 2. The gaming-focused phone features a 6.59-inch 1080p OLED display at 120Hz that supports 10-bit HDR and includes an integrated fingerprint reader. The phone also features a claimed 49 millisecond touch response time, which Asus says is the lowest on a smartphone. Inside, there's a new Snapdragon 855 Plus SoC, 12 gigabytes of RAM, up to 512 gigabytes of internal storage, a 48 megapixel camera, and a 6,000 milliamp hour battery. Asus will also release new versions of its dual-screen TwinView dock and the clip-on AeroActive cooler fan for the device, as well as offer an attachment called Kunai, which offers two controllers that can be attached to the sides of the phone or detached into a discrete gamepad, pretty much like a Nintendo Switch. The ROG Phone 2 global model will launch the first week of September. No pricing was announced. Microsoft announced it will invest $1 billion in OpenAI to help develop artificial general intelligence that can be applied to widely distributed economic benefits. As part of the investment, the two companies will develop new AI technologies for Azure, OpenAI will train and run AI models on Azure, and, interestingly, OpenAI will license technology to Microsoft to commercialize and sell to partners. A Parrot spokesperson confirmed to The Verge that the French company has left the toy drone market, adding that Parrot has stopped production and development of any drone but the Anafi and its variations. In recent years, Parrot has shifted its business toward commercial drone solutions in an attempt to distinguish itself from competitors like DJI in the consumer space. And finally, the European Commission filed an updated notice stating that EU citizens residing in the UK would be able to keep .eu domain names. The EC previously ruled that .eu domain holders registered as living in the UK would have the domains revoked 2 months after Brexit. Changes in the criteria effective October 19, 2019, now allow any EU citizen, regardless of residence, or a natural person living in an EU member country to register a .eu domain. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, remember to subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com, and remember to rate and review Daily Tech headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.